Hello and welcome to this podcast today. I'm sitting here at the Root Summit with Carsten Jungs. You all know him. Welcome to the show, Carsten.
Thank you. Thank you that I will be here. And also thank you that you invite me for this podcast.
Well, it took me a while to finally get you on here. Carsten, you're basically the inventor of the Flexion microscope, and it's had a huge impact on the dental market, I think. Who is buying your microscope?
So, it's worldwide the people are buying, and the people are not only from one field buying, they are buying it for endodontics, prosthodontics, and periodontics. So, general dentist and specialized dentist.
Okay. And for example, on the German market, usually endodontists are using it. Yeah. And you actually told me one time that in international, the general dentist is actually buying your scope.
So it's a little bit in Germany, most endodontics buy it. And as in Taiwan, I would say 80 to 90% buying it as a general microscope.
Okay. And you're producing the microscopes all by yourself. You have a history with microscopes as well. Could you tell us about?
So my history is I start in Calcaps microscopes, which is our now competition, 85. After this, I made my technician precision and also my economic. And I left this company 2007 to create different microscopes and accessories for other companies. So my idea was, after documentation systems and vario systems, people told me now it's time to make a own microscope, which have the same quality than all these accessories. And this was when I started 2015 to create a microscope in a different way, because I spoke in this time to many customers and they told me everybody is going one direction, we need something in the other direction. And this I did with the Flexion microscope, as we put accessories to the opposite side and we integrate LED in one solution.
Okay. Actually, I was wondering, I saw the first IDS, I think it was about 3 years ago. When the first prototype was standing there. And actually, I'm kind of surprised nobody really copied you yet, because that the camera is on the back of the microscope is such a great idea. For example, I use a Zeiss microscope, a Pico, and whenever my assistant is hitting the camera, I was like, why didn't anybody invent the opposite way?
Yeah. Of course, Zeiss is the leading company and all the competition are looking behind the leader. And I was thinking there's enough space for new solutions, and the people I discussed with some dentists, does it work if we put it to the opposite side? And they told me, let's start and see if it works. And now it's a great idea, because the camera, they do not use the monitor of the camera. They use a separate monitor where they can see the picture. And in this way, we could use it as a counterweight. And this was the idea, to make a ball system or the monoclope, to make it flexible in all directions, like a 3D, like a really ball.
Actually, I even know a dentist from Germany. He used to work with a Pro Ergo, the most expensive size microscope, and switched to your microscope and is completely happy. Of course, he is missing the magnet bray sometimes, but he's very happy with the scope. So actually, since you're producing the microscopes yourself, there's also a little story behind your new building, why you had to move, actually.
So if somebody starts, it's like Apple, they start in the garage. And we started also in the garage with making solutions, and then we made the prototypes, and it goes more and more work. And we rent some offices in Wetzlar, which is the town of optics. And we have only three towns of optics. It's Jena, it's also Oberkochen, where it comes Zeiss from, and Wetzlar, where's Leica camera, Leica microsystem, and Zeiss. After 4 years there, when I start the microscope, I investigate there's no room to move or to be bigger. And this was the reason to make my own building and to have the workflow as we needed to create a microscope for the production.
And I remember the story that actually your landlord kicked you out because there were so many trucks coming to your office.
he saw that the town, Aslar, where we are, said I will do a building. And then he told me, now we cancel the contract because I will go away, and he pushed me under pressure to speed up the project with my own building. So we did it within 9 months, which was really hard work, but at the moment it pays off. We have a better location, the workflow is better, and for the employees, for the employees, they can do a better job.
So how many microscopes are you producing in a month or week?
I would say we produce 2 microscopes per day. Oh, and this means 300, 400 microscopes per year.
Okay, but
and the quantity will increase as more and more demand is worldwide in the market.
I'm hearing that some people actually have to wait for your scope.
Yeah. So for good things, always you have to wait. So it's not like a discounter where you can grab it. So in the moment, we have a delivery time, 8 to 10 weeks. So it's similar for a car.
Okay.
Because some of them, they will have special options or some features, and all these things, it takes time.
Will the scope change in the future? Do you also have plans who are probably secret, but...
Yeah, but as the market grows and the demand of different microscopes is there, and of course we are working on new solutions, more innovative solutions, and next year to the IDS we will have some new solutions for the microscopes, or maybe one or two new models.
Oh, really? That would be exciting. Yeah. So if I would buy a microscope from you today, I should wait until the IDS?
It's not necessary, because it's an upgraded microscope, and you can add or remove the parts later on. So this is...
That's interesting. Oh. And you also started a small loops project.
The loops are new. We have it in 2.2 and 2.8 times magnification. And this loop system is totally new invented, so it is not a Galilean or a Kepler system. It's a new optical system which allows you to get bigger field of view and a higher depth.
Ah, that's interesting.
And also the correction for colors, it's much more better than some of the competition models.
Okay. Do you have, I know your model, and is it also possible to have my own frame I personally like and you just adjust it?
We started first with one frame, which I decided, and later maybe we will do some different frames and colors. This is possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I see the lecture closed a bit early. Thanks a lot for this small talk, Carsten.
Thank you for this interview.